Now, on the line, I have Audrey Houlihan, and she's the CEO of Our Lady's Hospice and Care Services. Good morning, or should I say, what am I saying? Morning. Good afternoon, Audrey. How are you?
Afternoon already, Michael. Good afternoon to you, and thanks for the opportunity to come on.
Absolutely delighted. Now, would you tell us about Together for Hospice?
Yeah, so Together for Hospice is the new National Hospice Movement, which is the official fundraising body for all specialist hospice and palliative care providers throughout Ireland. So we've been officially launched in the last couple of weeks by our wonderful ambassador, Marty Morrissey. And what we've done is, you know, a group of hospices coming together, I suppose, to support and enable frontline services to fundraise in a collaborative way at a national level.
And what's the objective of Together for Hospice?
Well, the key objective is really, at the ethos of Together for Hospice, is what's raised locally stays locally. So whatever part of the country you're in, any funds raised through Together for Hospice goes directly to your local, whether it be an inpatient hospice or a community service. So the money is literally transitioned quite quickly right through to the local service, the frontline service. We run a number of national campaigns. So, for example, a lot of people will be familiar with Ireland's Biggest Coffee Morning and Hospice Sunflower Days. So they would be the main campaigns that we would run to ensure, I suppose, there's enough money to fund local hospice services.
But I can only imagine at the moment any of this fundraising, particularly, you know, the coffee mornings where you're people trying to get people to come into the house. Well, they can't do that at the moment. Even selling the flowers is impossible. How are you managing?
Yeah, I mean, the nature of these events make it really challenging. The restrictions don't allow for the events to go ahead in their traditional format. For example, Sunflower Day is due to go ahead on the 5th and 6th of June. And that's been running for 30 years. And last year alone, it raised over 800K. Now, it's not going to be possible this year, to, as you rightly say, for people to be on the streets selling sunflowers. So we've had to look at innovative ways, like going online, going digital, and encouraging our great supporters to go on our website and buy in that way. So it's just the nature of the events, and that's had a huge impact on our ability then to deliver services.
Yeah, I can... I can, my mind bugs. I did a bit of work just before I retired with Sister Concilio in Coonwira.
Yeah.
And yeah. I just know how difficult, even in normal times, fundraising is. So, you know, I just can't even fathom how you're going to do it at the moment, you know, how difficult it's going to be.
There's so many worthy causes out there, and you know, everyone is struggling, and in the main the volunteer model is what underpins fundraising. So that's been really challenging because, you know, a lot of our volunteers are cocooning themselves and we also need to keep them safe. So it's really trying to, you know, drum up support from the public. I think every family has been impacted in some shape or form by needing hospice care at some stage in their lives. So we're asking that support to come out and help us, I suppose, in new ways. We've always been quite lucky with the support we've got, but it's just seeking their help in different ways.
Now, a lot of us, you know, we know of the hospice, but and touch wood, I've never been in need of their services, or, you know, my immediate family haven't been in need of their services. Maybe you could just explain the breadth of work that the hospice does, the hospice movement.
Well, for example, in like many areas would have inpatient units, not every area have. So hospice is not just an inpatient service, it's also in the community. It's also delivering into acute hospitals and indeed into nursing homes for end of life or symptom management situations. We would also kind of provide bereavement services. So it's broader than just the patient. It's very holistic care. So carers and their families are also cared for. at very, sometimes very challenging and difficult times for them. And on the north side of Dublin, we would have St. Francis Hospice, which is a wonderful service. They have inpatient services in Raheny and Blanchardstown, but their services would be all across North Dublin and beyond into the surrounding counties. They would work with some like Meath and Louth home care teams in order to deliver beyond there. So it's a much wider reach, I suppose, than people are aware of.
It is indeed, and you know, because you think of palliative care is, you know, is often done in the home.
It is indeed, and you know, in these challenging times as well, you know, I mean, there's multiple calls to patients' homes. We're trying to do that safely in the best way possible. Some of it's moved it to phone support, but equally, home care teams are going out and trying to support families and keep patients in their preferred place as long as possible. But it doesn't come without the challenges with the current restrictions and in the current climate.
And tell me, if somebody wants to support you and help you out, how can they do it?
Well, if they want to go online, we've launched a new website, which is www.togetherforhospice.ie. And in that website, it's a very easy way to donate. There's a drop-down menu. So in this case, St. Francis Hospice would have a drop-down selection on that menu. And it's literally a two-step process to go in and support. Also, as part of Sunflower Day, there will be any amount of products online. So we would have different ranges of merchandise, for example, the pins and nail files and all different products. So we would encourage anyone that wants to support also to look at that part of our website, and if they can help in any way, big or small, we'll be forever grateful.
And of course, you know, I suppose using technology, people can still hold coffee mornings and so forth. You can have a Zoom call with your friends and have coffee and cake.
Yeah, I mean, Coffee Morning is such a community event, and, you know, we always took pride that it was just a little bit more than a fundraiser, bringing people together. It was a time for reflection. That can be moved to online, and people can do it virtually in any way possible. So, you know, we're encouraging people. We've got quite up to speed. I think Irish people are quite resilient generally in using those new methods. So, you know, if people continue to do what they used to do, coming together, in a different way, again, we'd be very appreciative of those efforts.
And tell me, is there anything else you wanted to talk about this morning?
Well, no, just to say, I mean, hospice care and specialist palliative care, it supports, I suppose, people of all ages to live well with an illness that is life limiting. So it's quite, as you say, quite a vast reach, and it enables them to live the best quality of life possible. So every donation really makes a difference to that. In the case of St. Francis, it costs 18 million to run per year. And out of that, 6 million is largely raised through fundraising. So, you know, your support really makes such a difference to so many families and has a wide reach. So I know there's so many needy causes, but just to reach out yet again for all those people who have been affected by hospice care, and ask it if they can help, again, how little or large they can afford.
Yeah, you made the point there, and I was going to bring it up, is that we often think of the hospice, and I know I do, and maybe I'm a bit different than other people. What comes into my mind is, you know, old people going in there and they're going for the last few days and that sort of thing. But
yeah, it's so, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, it's not, you know, it covers, you know, really all ages.
It does. I mean, it's people of all ages. Again, it's life limiting. So people sometimes associate it just with cancer, but we also cater for non-malignant illnesses. You know, people of all generations. And it's not, again, like end of life. I think that was the old, I think that people seen palliative care as covering. It's a symptom management piece. We dip in and out of people's journeys, particularly if they're ongoing treatment. Palliative care really works closely with other professionals to support that journey and to support families as well, because there's a practical and an emotional side to every illness as well. So it's the whole breadth of that care and that journey that hospice intervenes and palliative care goes on.
Indeed. Before we leave it, Audrey, maybe you just give out an appeal there to people and, you know, tell them where they can support you.
Well, if anyone wants to support, they can go to our website. So it's the Together for Hospice website, or else they www.togetherforhospice.ie, or they could contact any of their local hospices. And, you know, there's a range of things. We're quite innovative in the amount of fundraising events we have ongoing, next up being the Sunflower Day. So if anyone could support to either which way of those two methods, it would be wonderful.
And I think you got a great ambassador there in Marty Morrissey. He brings a smile to your face all the time, I think.
He sure does, and he's such a friend to hospices nationally and around the Dublin area generally. There's no ask too big, and Marty will always grow in and help. So his face goes on a lot of our campaigns, and we're forever grateful because he's a busy man with a big media profile. So we don't underestimate how generous he is with his time for us.
Indeed. Audrey, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you.
Thanks again, and thanks for the opportunity.
No problem. All the best, Audrey. Take care.
Thanks, man.
Bye-bye.